Alright, so frankly, I had a lot of trouble with Igeris Yud Aleph because it was so, I found it to be very severe. And just to recap, he said basically as follows, that due to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom creates everything in the world, yesh mi'ayin, moment by moment, he creates everything ex nihilo, and due to the fact that we believe that everything that comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom has to be for the good, therefore, when we realize that each and every moment Hashem is creating us out of nothing, so all of our imagined problems, all of our so-called yesurim, our suffering from children, from health, from parnasa, or any other pain, it's not true. It's a simple delusion. It's not reality. Because everything that comes from above has to be good. From Hashem don't come out good and bad, meaning only good comes. Ah, you're going to ask, if that's the case, why am I experiencing it? The method of suffering, that is because it's coming from a place that is so high that the human being doesn't have the ability to recognize its sweetness. And somebody who wallows in their self-pity and in their pain, he says he is a kaifer chas v'shalom, he's a denier of God. And he, later on he calls him Erev Rav. He's not kind to those of us who like wallowing in our self-pity, in our misery. So I had several issues with this. Number one, where does it leave room for tefillah? For prayer? If it's good, it's good. Why do we ask for Hashem to take away any of those things? And what about all the prayers that we have that ask for things to be experientially pleasant and good? So I was looking around, and while I was preparing my shir for Eicha, I ran into an incredible Yismach Moshe without knowing that today was his yahrzeit. And then this morning I came to shul, they didn't say tachanun.
I wondered why.
And as the Yismach Moshe's yahrzeit, I found that to be very something. So let's learn this Yismach Moshe, and he references two other pieces that I copied for you, that he spoke about this Inyan, and it's very, very eye-opening. Now, he is trying to comment here on a very cryptic. We're going to start on, we'll start on the Shin Yud Zayin page. Yismach Moshe on Evel Moshe on Megillas Eicha. So this is on the Pasuk of Zachra Yerushalayim Yemei Anya. Yerushalayim remembered the days of her impoverished state. This is in chapter Eicha, chapter 1, Pasuk 7. Umerudel, Kol Machmodesh, Ahim Mekedem, all of its treasures that she had in her early days. Binefoil Amma Biyadzar, when her nation fell into the hands of the enemy. Veinez, although there was no one there to help her. Ruot Sarim, her enemies saw it. Sachakwal Mishmatel, they mocked, they laughed with Tsaris. Chet Chat Yerushalayim, double language. Yerushalayim sinned a double chet. Akim Lenidahayos. So what's going on here? So he makes a quote here, which is, I believe, from the Arachayim's commentary on Eicha, which makes no sense until the Yismach Moshe opens it up for us. He says, Hainu, Liashiv Kushis Hashla, to answer the question that the Shla Kodesh asked, which was, Lomali Kabla Bihava. What's going on here? Why are the Jews krechting about the destruction, the pain? Why didn't they accept all this pain with love? Isn't that what we're taught? But according to what the commentary called the Eretz Achayim wrote on the eight Aleph's, remember this Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim, chapter 119, has each of the letters of the alphabet eight times, eight psukim. Al posik derech emuna v'chulu, And according to the way I explained in the Pasuk Shuva Yisrael, and the Pasuk Ve'atamata Heitevetev, and the Pasuk Eretz Hashem Avnevar, so on the Pasuk Yiras Hashem Kedosh Hashem Kenal. So based upon all those things, it's very clear what the Pshat is. Naturally. Now, Lahavin Divrei Kodshei Aniflaim, let's try to understand these holy words. Maybe this is what he's saying. Letaretz kushyas hashlakadosh, to try answering the shlakadosh's question, which is, madua layikavli yisrael biahava esasha avraham. Why did Klal Yisrael not accept with blind love that which Hashem brought upon them? The destruction, the death, the mourning. Is al pidibre eretz hachayim. Next page here, shin yud ches. According to the words of the Eretz HaChaim, Epsher Kavah, and he writes in parentheses, I happen not to have the sefer. Epsher Kavah, now say as follows. Maybe we can understand like this. David HaMelech says, Derech Emuna Bacharti. I chose the way of faith. Meaning, exactly what the Baal Tanya said. She imamin b'emunah shleima, that if a Jew believes with whole and complete faith, shahakol ba b'ashgacha, that everything in our lives is orchestrated from the one above, from the Creator, as the result of that belief will be mishpatecha shivisi, your mishpatim will be before me always. So he translates as follows. Mishpatecha, whatever God delivers to me, mishpat is a language usually of harshness. Shivisi will be equal. Shavuhulai, it will be equal for him, mishpat of Yisbarach Shemaya, whatever Hashem decrees, hein l'tayv, hein v'chulo, whether it's for the good or for the bad, because I chose the way of Emunah, which means that I accept the fact that Hashem is orchestrating my life moment by moment, and therefore everything is good. K'mamorim, like the Gemara says in Brachas, B'Hashem Ahal Adavar, I will praise Hashem when He comes to me, B'Hashem, which is the attribute of mercy, B'Elikim Ahal Adavar, and I will praise when He comes to me with Elikim. I heard from Rabbi Reisman the absolutely most staggering pshat in a capital that we say every day. In the last capital, the last Halleluka. So we say, Hallelujah. No, I'm giving me that sitter there because I'm going to destroy this capital. Thank you. So David HaMelech says like this. Hallelu Birakia Yisrael. Praise Him in the heavens as His strength. Hallelu Bigvuraisa. Praise Him with His might. Hallelu Kiroiv Gudlay. Praise Him according, similar to His greatness. Hallelu Bisaker Shaifa. Hallelu Bineva Vechina. Hallelu Bisaifa Machal. Hallelu Biminivagav. Hallelu Bitsotzleshama. Hallelu Bitsotzleshama. All of them are with a bass. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the drums, praise Him with the navel and the chinar, praise Him with the shofar. Big Bereisim, the only one that says it with a chaf, similar to, is Kiroiv Gudlay, according to His might, His greatness. So he repeated from one of the tzaddikim, Hallelu Big Bereisim. You know how much we should thank Him when He comes at us with Gevura, when He comes at us with discipline? Hallelu Kiroiv Gudlay. Praise Him just like He would have come to us with the greatest amount of mercy. That's what we're called upon to rise to. Now, so that's intro number one. Intro number one is exactly what you learned here in Mechtav Yud Aleph, that if you believe in God, you believe He's creating us moment by moment, then what's happening to us is good. End of story. We don't see it, it's because you're stupid. That's all. You're too feeble-minded to grasp it. Same thing. Now, Next reference. Yalpi shepirashti b'pasuk shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. Ki kashalta b'amenechas. Is this one of the copies that you have? Is Parshas Veschana? You have this with Parshas Veschana? Did I copy that one?
No.
You just have the one about Yishlach, right? Okay. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. What does the pasuk say? This is the pasuk that we read on Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. Return Israel to Hashem your God. Ki kashalta b'avinecha, because you've stumbled with your sins. V'zeh l'shein Hashem b'kitzer. Here's what he wrote. V'nei amru. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Chazal tell us the reward of a mitzvah. How do we normally translate this? In yeshiva they teach us that the reward of the mitzvah is going to be another mitzvah. The Vaditchever says, Schar mitzvah mitzvah means the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Okay? Comes the Yisroch Maisha and says different than both of those. V'yidua. Mashakalsva Mefarshim, the commentaries tell us, that the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah. Not the reward for mitzvah is going to be another mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? The reward. What's heist? Sheyesh lo yizbarach nachas ruach mizeh shemashbiyatayv. Because Hashem has tremendous pleasure when He can reward a person, when He gives us goodness. Hashem gets a tremendous pleasure out of bestowing goodness upon us. Therefore, the schar of the mitzvah, the fact that we allow Hashem to reward us, is the biggest mitzvah we could do. Because that's what Hashem wants to do. What a gorgeous touch in the Mishnah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah itself, is the fact that we allow Hashem to give us the reward. However, we got to understand the same applies the inyan einish avera shu avera, that when we cause Hashem to punish us, that is itself an avera. Parents can relate to this. We get angry at our kids for making us act harshly towards them. Hashem has kaviyochli, He has pain from the fact that He needs to discipline us. But the bottom line is, v'hu migoydel ahavas yizbarach, both of those elements, whether it's the fact that He enjoys giving us the reward, or that He does not enjoy giving us the discipline, both of those are from Hashem's love. V'yadua. Amram, we all know that the Gemara says in Chulin, ein adam neikef etzboyim elamata, that no person can bump their finger here below, elim ken machrizin adam elamayla, unless it is decreed from above. Now, Vimkain, if that's the case. Kol kishlein shebol adam, any stumbling, any bump, anything that happens, hu b'derech einish, it's a punishment. And as we just said now, v'einish hu chet, the fact that we ever cause Hashem to act with us sternly, that's a sin. The fact that we forced Hashem's hand to act with us that way. Because of whom we guard all of us, that's because of Hashem's intense love for us. He doesn't want to do that. This is the source for which a Jew can arouse himself to do tshuva out of love for Hashem. When we recognize that it hurts HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish us, and that He loves rewarding us, that leaves us in a place where we can return to Hashem out of love. That's why the pasuk says, "Return, Klal Yisrael." How close can we return? Ad Hashem, until Hashem me'ahava, out of love. Because the fact that you stumbled and you hurt yourself, that is one of your sins. And if a person thinks about the fact that, wow, that's going to be considered a sin, the fact that I suffer any kind of pain, I'm going to be accountable for the fact that that pain itself is a sin. Boy, do I have a loving Creator. Okay? Now let's take a look at the piece that you have in Vayishlach. because he elaborates more there than he does here. We'll come back to it over here. So this is the one that starts on Shin Nun Hei. Yeah? Left hand column. V'oid nirli. Yeah, is it that one? No.
No.
Shin Nun Dalet. Yeah, and it really starts in Shin Nun Gimel. But go to the right hand column on Shin Nun Dalet. Make sure you can have three of those. V'yachad kol eilei kasha. So here's the psukim they are talking about. Hashem says, Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, you know, you told me you're going to do all these great things for me, and I'm worried, and I'm very anxious. So Chazal asked, Hashem promised, what are you anxious about? So we're going to see in a minute that what is Yaakov Avinu telling Hashem? Kivin shiyada shiyiskaim, he knew that Hashem's promises would come true. Rak shacham al abonav, one of the pshatim is that he had mercy upon his children, and even though Hashem, he knew the outcome was going to be good, but right now it's difficult. L'chein ahadun the pirush Rashi. So let's go back to Rashi's pshat, which was sheyorei migar shagar machet. Yaakov was afraid. Yeah, you promised me. You promised me only if I'm going to be as good as I was when you promised me. But if I err, if I sin, then the promise no longer pertains to me, right? Because I goofed. The Kushi said Ramban. So the Ramban says, if that's the case, that any sin can goof up, it's ma'azaloi. Yema'eza yeshloi b'ma'asham b'atamata. What benefit is there? If you're worried that the chait is going to cause that Hashem is not going to fulfill the promise, so why are you turning back to Hashem and saying, hey, Hashem, you promised? Either you need to say it or you don't need to say it. If you're afraid that it's not going to work because sin came in and destroyed it, well, then turning to Hashem and saying, hey, you told me so, ain't going to help you much because, yeah, Hashem's going to say, Hashem gar machet. So what did he accomplish here? It's a circular, it's a very circular thing. It's so Jewish. Nearly, b'derech nochen be'ezes Hashem. I want to tell you what I really think he says. Ki belavach yesh lahavin. We need to understand. Eich shayach yire b'tzadik kimoisoi. How is it possible a tzadik on that level to have any fear? Milvad yire HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than the fear of God. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu was afraid? Only thing he was afraid of was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a fear did he have? Achu kemesh kesavti le'el duhu yiras chet. He was afraid of sin itself. So that goes back. Remember, it says that he was worried when he was going to go to war with Esav. But yet, the same question repeats itself. How can it build that a tzaddik of Yaakov Avinu's caliber? How can he have any of these things? How can he be worried? How can he have tzara? How can he have fear? All he needs to say, God, whatever you want, I'm ready for it. And that's it. That's where he should be. That's our expectation of who Yaakov Avinu was. We say it in benching. Hashem's holy ones fear him. Because those who fear him lack nothing. Those who are constantly seeking out Hashem, they lack nothing. The Shevet Musa says, B'mash etzaki isha evadi anavi al elisha. It says there that this woman who was the wife of the prophet cried out to Elisha, and she said, "V'leshifchosech ein koil babayis." She says to him, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house. Ein koil babayis. There's no all in the house." The pasuk there says that the tax care came and he took the children, whatever it was. And according to the way that the Ma'is Hashem, that's authored by the doctor Blazer Reif, says, Yaakov says to Esav, "Yesh li koil." Esav says, "Yesh li rav, I have a lot." Yaakov says, "Yesh li koil, I have everything." Says the wife of Avadia, "U'lishivchasech ein koil babayis." I don't have Kayil. The Jewish mead, the highest attribute that a Jew can attain, is Kayil. I got it all. Histapkus. I have whatever Hashem gives me, that's all I need. That's the where Yaakov Avinu reached. She says, I don't have Kayil at my house. I'm trying to buy it somewhere. Comes with American Express. Then there's nothing missing. And it is a wonder. So, we say and mention those who are Darshi Hashem, they're never missing the Midah of Kayil. And we refer to it earlier mention. We say that Hashem blessed the Avos with Bakal, Mikael, Kayil. All of them had this attribute of Kayil. Now, Adel Zeh says the Heilig Yismach Moshe. Yes, the Farash Apostle says the Bashis Kisovay, praising the land of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asherlei B'maskenes Teichu Balechem. Lo Yisech Sar Kayil Ba, the Torah says that Kayil is not lacking in her. Ki ein ani yoyser mimisha ein le midas istapkus. Those are powerful words. There is no one more impoverished than a person who lacks satisfaction. You can have everything in the world. If you lack istapkus, if a person has no satisfaction in life, then they have nothing. The yeshiva b'chutz laretz, when a person lives outside of the Holy Land, avi eretz ha'amim, when we live in the contaminated airspace, the it's a better word for it,
atmosphere
of Eretz Ha'am, and Moilid Midas Rois, the side effect is bad Midas. You know which Midas? Kina, jealousy. Jealousy is the opposite of Istapkus. The Gemara tells us that even the greatest Torah scholars in Bavel, Nikraim Ragzonim, they're irritable. You're going to have an irritable personality. It says, where does this come from? He makes a human condition analysis. Irritability comes from jealousy. In our many sins, because each one of us prides ourselves with our wisdom and our Torah. There's nobody like me in any which way. Even though, frankly, he's got very little to sell. For sure, that if that's the case with the Torah scholars, how much more so is it the general population? Jealousy prevents satisfaction. Therefore, they're impoverished. And when they eat with a stinginess. They eat with a dissatisfaction. It says that the atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael, the air in Israel, makes one wise. Wisdom, he says, is histapkus. It's recognizing that Hashem gives me whatever I need. Because the reason is that the midah of Kayil is an itch, yelam, istapkus, v'kalav, and it's very easy to understand this distinction. This is the main distinction, he says, between living in the diaspora and living in Israel, is that everybody in Israel is happy. Now, do you have Shin Nun Hei? Nachum's on a little bit of a slow track there. Do you have Shin Nun Hei? Huh? Yeah? Okay. There's a Pirashti Gamken. Along the same line, says the Yismach Moshe, I also explained. It says about the times of Shlomo Melech, which were the greatest times of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael were like the sand of the sea. They ate They drank and they were joyous.
Well,
we're now going on to Shin Nun Hei in a moment. V'yishkoin Yisrael betach. Now we're going on to Shin Nun Hei. And every Jew was satisfied. Each tachas gafnoi. This is the famous pasuk. Each man beneath his vineyard. V'yish tachas ta'inoi. And each person under his fig tree. Chema shenema ein kesef nechshav b'mishlem the mumah. Silver was worthless, and money was worthless in the days of Shlomo. So says he, so much the Kasha, the Torah is trying to tell us how great the times of Shlomo Melech were, and this is what it's reduced to, that everybody sat under his vine and his fig tree and that money was worthless. The Torah is answering, the Navi is answering what he just said. He said that there is multitudes of people, like the sand of the sea. That should cause jealousy. When you have that many people, it should cause jealousy. And through that, nitzvah hakilus, stinginess and infagining should be the result of that many people. Not to, how is it called? Not to allow somebody else to enjoy what they have. Shlomo Melech was able to give wisdom to everybody else. It all was meaningless. Why? Because there was something much higher, something worth much more. So all those petty things had no standing. The guy may let me this to stop, because as a result they all were satisfied. The nation was that multitude. The Afal Pekan, and even that, despite that, they ate and they drank. Every person was satisfied with his vine. His vine. And money was not the way people evaluated each other. Now, says the Yismach Moshe V'nachsel in Yemei. Let's go back to what we were talking about. The Imkain, if that's the case, then we're supposed to believe that everything Hashem does, He gives us exactly what we need. If He's a kosher, mazut tzor, mazut tefillah. What's the point? How can you ever have a tzor? And what's the point of davening? V'nachem Mishgamzu Yochiach. What did the most happiest person in the world, Nachem Mishgamzu, said everything is for the good? He was a big davener. Or Rabbi Kiva, who said, "Come on, David, Rachman on the top of it. Everything Hashem does is really good." And he davened. Koshkim b'chir shabavus. If that's the case, if Nochem Yishgamzu was that way, and if Akiva was that way, then the chosen of the avos, Yankov Vino Shoyev, call me this Toyva, she Yitzuya b'Yishai Yisrael, he had every perfected midah that's possible. K'may Shishamati, the Farash, Einkarin, the avos of the Gimel. For sure, he had those attributes. Ach, Ateretz, listen careful, says the Yismach Moshe. Since Hashem promised him it's going to be good, Hashem doesn't want it. There are two types of good. There's the good that we have faith that it'll be good, and there's the good that everybody sees is good. There nobody questions whether it's good. When Hashem said it's going to be good, Yaakov Avinu understood it's going to be good. I don't need any svarim to open to see that it's going to be good. It's going to be good because it's going to be good. So what was he afraid of? He was so afraid that his sins would be the cause to nullify Hashem's desire after Hashem's promise. And that would be part of the disgrace. Whatever he was afraid of was not that he wasn't going to get what Hashem promised him. He was afraid that he would be the cause of Hashem not giving him all that goodness, and therefore it would bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem couldn't bestow upon him that goodness. I'm afraid, Rabbeinu Shlom, that my sins will not allow you to give you what you wanted to give me. That's the Avera. That's Tzchar Avera Avera. Ubefrat, especially B'kai Gavna Shoftach. It was much worse for Yankovita. For every other person, it's bad enough. But when Hashem promises him openly, I'm going to give you all these awesome things, Yankovic says, oy vey, look at the responsibility I have now. Hashem promised me all these great things. What happens if I mess up and Hashem can't do them? That's what he was afraid of. I am Shevet Musa Perik Beis, Kikol Kasa Yisbarach Al Hashem. Shevet Musa writes that Hashem's entire anger against the wicked is Mashamayna Maisi Yisbarach Kav Yachem Al Ha'etiv, is the fact that they prevent him from giving the good that he wants to give.
And I explained those psukim and tell them that way. But I am Mashik Sabti Rishmai, what I wrote from the name of the Shevet Musa. Now, go to the top of the left-hand column. Shinunay. Beli Nira. I want to explain this way. That what does Hashem take revenge? Tahochi Pirushay, that Hashem is Baruch Noikim, Hashem will be vengeful al Mashu Balchem Avav, and about the fact that he had to use his wrath. That Hashem can't forgive. I know a Rishayim that is against the wicked, who are Mahapchin Midas Arachman and Midas Adin, who transform the attribute of mercy into judgment. Kimidas Arachman Koyis, the attribute of mercy is angry, Al Sha'ena Menichamite Sadifa Pulosai, that they don't let Rachamim act out in the way that Rachamim wants to act, mercy wants to act with goodness. The opposite is true. The attribute of judgment is thrilled not to be able to carry out his job. Because in the source of din is always rachmim, because that's the ultimate of rachmim, is that it's not bread of shame. And that's why it uses the attribute of mercy. Now, that was Yankee's fear. If I mess up, and he comes, and Esav comes, and he strikes me, and he takes his wrath out on me, that I would have been the one to cause it, and he's broken to do that. That was Yankee's fear. Hashem, you said you want to do good with me. If I mess up here, it's much worse than just a regular person. I know that you want to do good for me. If it doesn't happen, it's going to be my fault. Therefore, I'm davening, Hashem, please let this work out right. This makes perfect sense now. That Yaakov Avinu interrupted all the promises with his prayer. It's not about his winning. We do it and understand this well. I'm telling you a wondrous thing, says the Yisrael. Now, go back to the other page here. Now, let's take a look at here inside. Back to Shin Yud Ches on Eichon. Right-hand column, the second paragraph on the bottom. Well, there zeh pirashti haposuk. Along this way, I explain the posuk. I told you I'm going to do good with you. Here's the summary of what I said there. Ki yuksha b'tzadik k'maysoi. We ask, how can it be that a tzadik on Yankov Avinu's caliber? Ech shaykh tzorev daiga pachat, could he be worried about anything else? Hole roi shiyir tzorak masheroi tzashem yisbor. Hole zu lezah. He should only want what Hashem wants and nothing else. Kumei shepirashti, like I explained, yiros Hashem kidoi shem ki emach sadirei v'aynu, that means shein choso lehem uma, that those who fear Hashem lack nothing. Ki hakoy letz lebetoyev, everything Hashem does for them is for the good. Vizeo v'dorshi Hashem leyachsiru, up to the top of the page. Those who look for Hashem lack nothing. Everything that happens to them, tov lahem, it's good. But Yaakov says to Esav, I have everything. That can only be attained by a person who's acquired this attribute of satisfaction. That can't be what he's missing. So he said, Yesh the farish Eretz Hashem now Barzel. Eretz Hashem Maskenes Leichel Balechem. Ki Amr Zal Shetamid Chachamim Shabam Mechadidin Zelizeb Alocha. The people who live in Eretz Yisrael are the sharpest. Why? Ki Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, because the atmosphere, the air in Israel makes you smart. Al Kain, therefore, Leivim Maskenes Leichel Balechem. They're not going to eat anything with poverty. Kilach Meshal Torah. Because the bread of Torah hein lechem kimashmoy, or regular bread, kilayach sechzakoyl, but they're not lacking anything. Sheyiel lechom midas istapkus, because we're going to have the greatest blessing of all. That greatest blessing is this attribute of satisfaction. Ki ein oni b'das, there's no one more impoverished. Yoisim emisha ein le midas istapkus, more so than a person who doesn't have satisfaction. Imken kosha. That's the case. Mazut tzara. What kind of tzaras can there be? Mazut tefillah shispel yak. What was his prayer? Or v'nachamish gamzu yachiach, Rabbi Kiva yachiach, v'koshkin v'chirsh of obvious, like we just learned. Achat teretz b'zeh. The answer is kivan shahovtach mepiakadosh baruch hu leitavim. Since Hashem promised him that he would do good with him, imkein ritzayna yizbarach shemay letayv zeh b'galui. Hashem wants this goodness to be in the most explicit, open way. Yankim was afraid that his sin would be the cause to nullify Hashem's true will. After Chosin, his promise is Baruch Has V'Shalom. There'd be nothing worse than that. That was his fear. Al Sheschar Avera Avera, that the punishment of an Avera is the fact that Hashem had to punish him. Especially here where he was promised. I am B'Shevet Musa, Perek Beis. Look at the Shevet Musa writes, Ki Kol Kasi Yisbaruch Shemayel Hashem, that the entire anger of Hashem against the wicked is Ma Shemayin Emayis Yisbaruch Shemayel Kav Yochem Al Hatem, is the fact that they prevent him from giving the goodness that he wants to give. Exactly. This is the Tefillah Mordechai Baum asked me, what is it that we say Rosh Hashanah? We ask for a Shana Toiva Umesuka, a sweet year. What's the added words of a sweet Mesuka? So he's saying that according to this, we believe that whatever Hashem does is for the good. It should be palatable good. It should be in the open way that Hashem wants to do it. That we should be deserving of it, and Hashem shouldn't have to change the method in which it's delivered. Now look at how it puts it into Echo for the 3 weeks. Yerushalayim, remember her days of impoverishment and her rebellion. All of its her treasures that she had. And how great was there the joy to our Heavenly Father when his the father was able to give to his child al shulchanay on his table mole kotuv, all goodness in an open way. Va'ato b'nefayl ama, but now when the people fell b'yad tzara into the hand of the enemies ve'ein oizela, and there's no one to help him. Ru'at tzarim v'shachaku, the enemies saw and they mocked us. Can you imagine ad kama heder kavoida, how much is the withholding of Hashem's glory, his pain, he had to hold back his hand because of the enemy. We have to do tshuva not just for the wrong that we did, but even more so for the fact that we forced Hashem's hand, that he couldn't give us the goodness and the bounty that he wants to give us. What's the double sin? The double sin is aniachet ba'atzmoy. One is the sin itself, but worse than that is v'cheta oid b'mashimana yidechata hashpos atay v'chesed. The worst sin is that because of the chet, Hashem couldn't do the goodness that He wants to give. So there's a double chet to every chet. The chet number one is the fact that we rebelled. Chet number two is the fact that due to the rebellion, Hashem couldn't give us what He really wants to give us. We need to repent for both of these things. We have to repent for the sin itself. But even more so, we have to do tshuva for the fact that we prevented Hashem to give his goodness, so do I want to explain his holy words, and if I'm erring in explaining his words, Hashem Yechapebadi, Hashem should atone for my distortion. Haflu Rafela. So there's no question that we have to believe that everything Hashem does is for the good, but we still have to do tshuva for the fact that it wasn't openly good. And what we daven for is that we should be deserving of open, explicit, unquestionable bounty and goodness and bona chayim v'zayna. So no question, we believe that whatever Hashem is doing is for our good. But as far as the chilul Hashem and the kiddush Hashem and the schar mitzvah and the schar avera, we need to keep our eye on the fact that we believe that whatever he does is for the good. We also believe and know that he wants to do for us what is experientially good. And if we do what we need to do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to do and conduct himself in such a way that even on the experiential level, it will be bountiful and good. And we have to attain our midas istapkus in order for that to happen. The job is first in our hands to attain the midah of koyach. Mendel, you want to kill the recorder there, please?